Today is a very happy day because it is the first Friday of the month of July dedicated to the most precious blood of Jesus. It is also, of course, it is a day in which we offer up sacrifices and penances for the Sacred Heart of Jesus in reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus for all the sins that we ourselves commit and all of mankind commits. There isn't enough time left in the world to make reparation enough to the Sacred Heart of Jesus for all the evils that are preferred upon him, which he saw on the cross and in the Garden of Gethsemane. It is also a very happy day because today is the last time that we shall celebrate in the church the feast of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. Next year, after when we celebrate his feast day on July the 4th, which it is his feast day, he will be Saint Pier Giorgio Frassati. And of course, that is one of the things that I have been working for since my ordination, at which time I made acquaintance of his sister, who has now gone to the next world. She died recently at the age of 106. Donna Luciana Gavronska Frassati. And then his niece, who is still alive, but very old, in her 90s, Miss Wanda Gavronska in Rome. So hopefully the greetings will arrive to her, and she is as happy as I am, obviously much more, for this magnificent day which we celebrate, because in September Pope Leo XIV will canonize him and a whole slew of other blesseds who have been on the sidelines waiting. But the most important, of course, to me is Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, who will no longer be blessed, but saint. Of course, today, the first Friday, we offer penance to our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is a very important day of the month. Our Lord asked St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in the 1600s to have this established in the church. And she, with the assistance of St. John Eudes and others, were able to do so with the blessing and the great impetus given to it by the Holy Fathers, all the popes since then. And so today we give thanks to God for this most blessed day. And we need to offer as many prayers and thanksgiving and repentance to our Lord Jesus Christ, to his most sacred heart. We celebrated his heart all through the month of June. This month, we celebrate the most precious blood of Jesus. And of course, that precious blood is the precious blood which flows through his body, through his veins, and from his heart to us. It is poured down upon us to wash us as a laver for our sins. And that blood has no other source other than the blood of the most blessed Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So, of course, tomorrow is the first Saturday, and we honor her as well. So let us on this day beseech Almighty God to assist us and to help us to do his will and to amend our lives from all our sins. And of course, in this country, it is a very special day. We begin the sesquicentennial celebration of the independence of this country from England. Of course, one of the good things about it is that England, being a Protestant country, America now has the ability to become a Catholic country if it so wishes. It is not near to it yet, but with a very wonderful legislation that will be signed into effect today. And of course, most people don't think about this, and most people don't say about anything about it. Today, our country will be liberated from a very great evil. Because as of today, this country will not support in any way, especially monetarily, Planned Parenthood, which stands for the murder of millions of babies. And so our country will be liberated. So it is indeed Independence Day. We will be liberated from this horrible evil. People, of course, can do what they will, but they will have to pay for it. But the country itself will be liberated. And I assure you, because of this alone, there will be countless blessings poured out upon these United States of America, and many, many vocations, and many conversions. And so today, give thanks to God that we are liberated from the evil of Planned Parenthood and its murderous intents. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.